This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Education, Health, News, and Technology channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Ravel Charles, founder of Game Learners, who aims to highlight the educational and health benefits of video games. Ravel, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me today, Eric. It's a pleasure to be on as well.
Yeah, you bet. So looking forward to hearing from you and Game Learners. So to kick things off, just get into briefly, what is Game Learners?
Yeah, Game Learners is an online resource that serves gamers and parents with information that will help them uncover and utilize the educational power and health benefits of commercial video games. Our mission is to positively educate our community on the effects of video games, and we do this by running an open source website so that members of our community can contribute their knowledge and help us achieve our mission. So that's pretty much what Game Learners is.
And what are the overall opinions of video games and their benefits?
Well, for the most part, there's a lot of negative opinion coming from the older generation regarding video games. You know, overall, throughout the years, there's mixed messages, lack of experience, general negative assumptions of video games, you know, things like it promotes laziness, violence, and it's time-consuming that have led to the creation of many anti-video game websites and forums throughout the web. And as a result, many parents ban their kids from playing video games or heavily discourage their use. In fact, actually, searching the web, you can find many forums post Yahoo questions from kids being like, hey, why do my parents hate video games? However, interestingly enough, recent studies show that video games have many beneficial qualities, and my role here is kind of to bring that research up to the forefront.
Most definitely. And tell us, why did you decide to start Game Learners? Where did the inspiration come from?
Yeah, I decided to start it one day after my project management class because I realized how similar one of my favorite video games was to the concepts I was learning that day in class. That day I learned about, you know, the project management life cycle and managing a project. And as I was learning about it, I realized, you know, the concepts came easier to me because it was very similar to how I played a certain mode in a video game called NBA 2K16. There's a mode called My GM mode, which allows you to manage your own sports team. In the video game itself, the owner of the team will give you directions and you have to make sure to complete them in a timely fashion with goals that are needed to be achieved along the way. And this is similar to any kind of project management lifestyle here. So, you know, from there, I thought, how can children benefit from this type of learning?
Certainly very creative. Today, we are with Ravel Charles, founder of Game Learners, who aims to highlight the educational and health benefits of video games here on eHealth Radio's Education, Health, News, and Technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Ravel, in terms of health, in what ways can children benefit from video games?
Yeah, essentially one way is that active video games may allow players to achieve the recommended levels of physical activity. You know, physical activity is key in both preventing childhood obesity and reducing an individual's risk for type 2 diabetes and certain types of cancer. And while conventional physical activity interventions face problems of, you know, sustained motivation and adherence, active video games offer an innovative alternative for this kind of physical activity, you know, due to motivational purposes. You know, kids are more motivated to play an active game than they would be to actually go sit in the treadmill or run the treadmill actually for about 30 minutes. And, you know, this stuff is easy games such as Dance Dance Revolution, Pokemon Go, and anything on the Wii actually promotes physical activity. So that's one way actually. So.
And lastly, what can parents be doing to help their kids benefit from video games in all regards?
Yeah, first, like I just mentioned, consider active gaming. You know, consider buying your children video games that require more movement than just your hands. If your child has a preference on a gaming platform, there's no problem there, as each gaming platform comes with its own movement technology. PlayStation has PlayStation Move, the Xbox has Microsoft Kinect, and Wii has the Wii Balance Board. So next, I would say set limits on gameplay. While video games are proven to, you know, provide beneficial value to children, too much of anything is not good. You know, about an hour and a half is a general rule for game time for children. Too much time playing video games and staring at a screen can lead to negative health benefits, actually, or effects, such as headaches, eye strain, carpal tunnel, backaches, and, you know, much more. I would also say consider purchasing multiplayer games. Multiplayer video games can encourage kids to be social. You know, most parents believe that video games are violent and full of competitiveness. However, there are also many video games that don't match that description and actually provide a beneficial social experience for kids. Video games are often the center of, you know, conversation that children have during those school lunches, and as well as what they talked about to their friends about mostly every day. multiplayer games give this, your children the opportunity to share in the experience they like so much. And on the bright side, too, it can also give parents an opportunity to spend more time with their kids. And I'll say lastly, really try to understand how video games are beneficial to your children. You know, parents need to know how to use the benefits found in games that their children already play to their own advantage. You know, for instance, sports games such as Madden and NBA 2K offer management modes that teach kids how to run organizations, how to be managers. In fact, the mode is so realistic that colleges, I think off the top of my head, the University of Washington, actually offers classes based on the game to teach management skills. So, I mean, for more information about this, you can check out my website, but these are just basic instructions or kind of tips I can offer to parents.
I like it. I certainly do. And I think it's, you make a lot of great points in today's age and technology, video games and all that, the options that are out there. People seem to be more in a standstill mode. Great points there. So really appreciate it. Timely message in today's technology world. Tell us, you mentioned your website. Where can listeners get more information and visit your website on Game Learners?
Yeah, so for more information, you can check out our video game benefits guide on our website. That's www.gamelearners.com. And it's a basic guide on how the benefits that video games can provide children, organized by video game genres. So this is a basic video game guide. We offer reviews and, latest, the greatest news that are happening in the video game and education intersection industry. So, yeah.
Ravel, well done here, and we certainly do appreciate your time and for being with us here on eHealth Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
Thank you very much for having me today, Eric. It was a pleasure.
And the pleasure is certainly ours. We've been speaking with Ravel Charles, founder of Game Learners, who aims to highlight the educational and health benefits of video games. And for more information, simply visit GameLearners.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio in the Education, Health News, and Technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.